From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the United Nations today, debate over Israel's bombing in Syria. The United States is threatening to veto a Security Council resolution condemning yesterday's airstrike. The Bush administration says any such resolution must also condemn violence by Palestinians, including a suicide attack that killed 19 people on Saturday. Israel says the airstrike near Damascus was a matter of self-defense. The target, according to Israel, a training camp for Palestinian militants. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush told White House reporters today that he had spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to offer condolences for the suicide bombing. But the president refused to criticize Israel's retaliatory strike, which outraged Syria and its Arab neighbors.
I made it very clear to the Prime Minister, like I have consistently done, that Israel's got a right to defend herself, that Israel must not feel constrained in terms of defending the homeland. However, I said that it's very important that any action Israel take should avoid escalation and creating higher tensions.
Yesterday, Syria called an emergency Security Council meeting because of the airstrike and submitted a draft resolution of condemnation. Diplomats now are discussing the resolution with their respective governments, but the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Negroponte, already has made it clear that the current language is unacceptable. Jeffrey Kemp, director of regional strategic programs at the Nixon Center here in Washington, says everyone involved understands that the U.S. will never support a resolution that has a single purpose of criticizing Israel.
And there's no way the Syrians or the Palestinians or anyone else are going to introduce a resolution that's even-handed.
The weekend suicide bombing and Israel's strike into Syrian territory further undermine a U.S.-backed plan to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. All parties concede that the so-called roadmap is at a standstill. Kemp says neither the Israelis nor Palestinians were prepared to meet even their initial obligations under the peace plan, and President Bush, he says, was unwilling to use his leverage to change that.
With the unresolved situation in Iraq, very uncertain situation in Afghanistan, a potential crisis over Iranian nuclear activity, there was no stomach in the White House to put the president any further out on a limb than he had gone already.
Kemp says no administration can handle more than a few crises at a time. That is especially true, he says, of the Bush White House.
There's such a divisiveness in this administration that it seems to me any major decision has to go straight to the White House before it gets resolved.
Phil Wilcox, former U.S. Ambassador-at-Large for Counterterrorism, says Washington has the capability to push the peace process forward, but lacks the political will.
I think we've reverted to our former policy of demanding effective, conclusive action on terrorism first before we press Israel to meet its obligations. That's been tried in the past. It's always failed.
Wilcox warns that President Bush, with his fixation on terrorism, cannot afford to let the Middle East conflict fester, partly, Wilcox says, because the conflict fuels terrorism, but also because of the United States' goals in Iraq.
We need friends and allies to help us see through the challenges in Iraq. We're much more likely to regain those friendships and alliances if we are to turn back to a more even-handed, assertive policy toward the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
But today, U.S. officials made it clear that any movement on the peace initiative is contingent on Palestinian steps to dismantle organizations that sponsor attacks against Israelis. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.